proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osborne with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio broadcast. Our series relating to the book of Joshua and the conquest of Canaan continues. As we come to the end of the book of Joshua, we remember that God promised to give the Israelites every foot of Canaanite land on which they walked. The Israelites had conquered several Canaanite kings and possessed their territories. Nonetheless, according to Joshua chapter 13, God said that, quote, "Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed," unquote. Why didn't God bestow all of Canaan upon the Israelites at one and the same time? He gave two reasons for not undertaking that course of action. In the seventh chapter of Deuteronomy, God told the Israelites, quote, "The Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee," unquote. Had God chosen to destroy the Canaanites instantly, the occupying Israelites might have suffered from an influx of feral predators, thus hindering their enjoyment of their inheritance. In the second chapter of the book of Judges, God gave the Jews another explanation. Quote, "I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it, or not." For that reason, the narrative goes on to say, quote, "The Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua," unquote. A great deal of Canaanite land, therefore, remained unconquered by the Israelites, according to the first chapter of Judges. For example, the tribe of Benjamin could not expel the Jebusites from the city of Jerusalem. Likewise, the tribe of Manasseh could not drive out the Canaanites in their allotted territory. The Amorites compelled members of the tribe of Dan to live in the mountainous regions, since the Danites could not expel the Amorites from the valleys. Other Israelite tribes faced similar circumstances. Over the course of time, the Israelites intermingled socially with the Canaanites, dwelling in their midst, intermarrying, and in many cases adopting the practices of the Canaanites. This failure to conquer the Canaanites completely led to dire consequences. According to Judges chapter 2, God sent an angel to meet with the Israelites. God had commanded the Israelites not to make any alliances with the Canaanites and to tear down the Canaanite idolatrous altars. The Jews did not do these things, however. Thus God stated, quote, "I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you," unquote. Throughout the course of Jewish history, a number of events happened that showed that the Canaanites did indeed serve as thorns in the sides of the Israelites. For example, according to Acts chapter 7, the Israelites were prone to worship pagan deities, Moloch and Remphan being two such mentioned. When the Israelites occupied the land of Canaan, they would turn to other idols, for example, Baal and Ashtaroth, the Canaanite idols representing fertility and heavenly blessing. By engaging in idolatrous practices, the Israelites provoked God to anger. God would send judgment upon Israel by allowing foreign oppressors to afflict them. The Jews would learn what God meant when he revealed himself as a jealous God. This is Mark Osborne with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.